Good day, good day, good day, good day. This is I Am MJ, Coffee with MJ, coming from The Rock here in Birmingham, Alabama. How you doing today? Today is a good day. Every day when you're 6 feet on top is a good day. I have a question for you. What are you asking God for real? What has been the true desires of your heart? And I want you to think about that. What have been the true desires of your heart? And has those things or that stuff manifest for you? And those desires and those true desires that manifest, was it really something that was worth it? Or was it just things? What are your true desires? I'm talking about for yourself. I'm not talking about the things that you can attain in this world. But I'm talking about your true desires that you really want from God. The gifts that are within you. The form of who you truly are. You know, when you're in this private time and in this private space, you get a chance to meditate on some things and you think about over your life how you wanted some things to be in your life concerning you. Now for me, one of the gifts I asked God for was discernment. I think that's one of the greatest gifts to ask God for, and he gave it to me. I asked God to help me shed this weight that I had on my body. But sometimes weight comes in many ways. It comes from other people and the things that we carry. And then the weight comes on our bodies and we don't know how to shed it. And then diseases come and then all of that stuff causes other issues. But because God keeps his word, I'm here to tell you, he keeps his word. What are your true desires? Now, I can only tell you what my true desires is because he's doing what he said he would do. And I'm saying all of this to you. If your desires are real, they will manifest in God's timing. I look at my body. I say all the time, I am his clay. He's my potter. He's molding me. I remember when I wanted to go under the knife and my children said no. But God said, I'm going to mold you and shape you. And when I tell you, he's doing just that. I see the definition in my legs, my arms, I mean, even my stomach. My God, my God, my God, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Then he'll give you the tools to use to do the rest if you're willing to put the work in. See, we have all these desires, all these wants, but what are we willing to put back in? Yeah. That part. You have to play a part in your own development. It's up to you. This is your life. You only get one shot at this thing called life. And you're going to go through many trials and tribulations. There's many journeys. Yes, many journeys. But it's worth living and it's worth going through. Because life is a learning experience. And you're a testimony. See, what happens is when you get to your latter years, you realize how blessed you really are. Because along the way, you did a lot of blessing, baby. Uh-huh. And those blessings come back to you. They come back to you in many, many ways. What are your true desires? How do you see yourself in the future? How do you see yourself in the now? I mean in the now, in the right now. You have the opportunity to change everything. As long as you are 6 feet on top, you are unstoppable. So don't you stop. Don't you give up. It ain't never too late. Hey, I am triple 60, baby. Ah, and I'm living my best life. And you can do. Just trust the process. I love you today and hope to see you tomorrow. This has been I Am MJ, Coffee with MJ. Mwah. Thank you, Lord.